ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, don't get up, but can we get a weather update from the Chill Zone AC? Featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
I'm going to just say, the level of drug that I have been prescribed, but I haven't taken any yet. Ooh, all right. Got to tell you, let me get my mic over here a little bit. We got some cloudy skies out here. Winds are blowing at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds are coming out of the east. But as they get here over the west, it seems like they're just stagnant, which means that is a good sign for evening rain. So I'm going to say it's about 80, 85 degrees. You got a 10 to 15 mile an hour easterly wind. It is cloudy now, which means that as these clouds form over the west portion of Broward and Dade and Palm Beach, you're going to get an evening shower.
Man, what a marvel, even with a hurt knee.
So I'm going to just go ahead on and call that.
All right.
And I would say you guys know it was coming. It is starting to warm up. The humidity is a little bit higher. It's not as cool in the mornings, even though the temperature is the same. So that means, you know, with the humidity, you're going to get a little more chance of rain. That's it. You can turn on the TV and get all them. And anybody to know where Melissa is?
No.
Who's right. Melissa?
There's a storm
that they've been talking about for about a month.
Storms are brewing. No, I don't know.
Are they up to the M's already?
More, yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say, Vlad. Anybody else impressed that we already on him?
I'm shocked.
I'm impressed, but I'm trying to dodge it like the ACC schedule, you know? Like, I'm not saying anything about it.
Ooh. We had that.
I want to stay with no losses.
Didn't we have that one weekend where we were getting feeder bands from
somewhere? Yeah, there was that storm that was out, and it was supposed to like get real bad, especially that was the weekend I was up in Central Florida. But and the rain was nasty, but no, we've gotten pretty lucky so far.
And when is it's end of November, right?
Yeah, to be on the safe side.
All right.
Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Okay, cool.
They say
Thanksgiving Day weekend is.
Yeah, that's Ohio State Michigan weekend.
Yes, sir.
That's when y'all get your ass kicked.
They said that last year, Vlad.
Yeah, they never beat them.
This is the year. I was talking about this yesterday. This is gonna be the year. I think Ryan Day's gonna put a beat down on you guys. That's gonna be like,
That's what they said last year.
You know
Vlad.
What? We kicked your ass for 4 years. You guys got it. All right, cool. But it's gonna be like yeah.
All right. I got you.
You're gonna be double digit underdogs at home.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No chance.
I think so.
No chance.
What is Michigan's record?
Like 5-2, maybe.
We lost to Oklahoma.
Okay.
And lost to somebody out. I want to say out west. I can't remember. USC. No, we beat USC.
Let's see.
No,
we lost. No, you lost to USC.
Lost to USC. Yeah.
Yeah, you just beat Washington, lost to USC 31-13. And
they lost to Oklahoma, right?
24-13, yeah. You've beaten New Mexico, yeah. Nebraska, Central Michigan, because you got those signs, Wisconsin, and then Washington. You got Michigan State this week.
Yeah, they're 5-2.
There you go. Heat season begins tonight. Taking on the Orlando Magic at 7
o'clock. How are we feeling? No, I want to know from what are your projections for the Miami Heat in such an early portion of the season? Because there's 4 or 5 teams we know what they're going to be, right? I'm still going to be a little cautious with how I look at Orlando because it seems like every time they get to that moment, somebody gets hurt and they haven't been – you know, had a full team to go into those moments. But you know New York's going to be there. You got...
We'll see. I mean, they already got injury issues. You got Karl Anthony Towns making a stink. Seems like he's not too happy that he was in Giannis trade rumors. You know, we'll see. Mike Brown, you think he's going to make things better? I don't know. He had that one little fluky light the beam. Got those Tibbs minutes catching up all of a sudden. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see, Vlad, dude. I don't know.
Vlad. He can't do it, right? He can't do
I just
it.
Did.
He tried.
No, I just no. did.
He tried.
I just did.
You tried.
You guys are going to be sitting here all
summer. You tried.
If you guys don't get off to that fast star, then you'll be young.
So who else
I can't believe we traded all those picks for Bridges.
You tried.
We'll see, dude.
You tried. This is his.
We'll see how you guys were so happy.
You know what?
We don't know what Indiana's going to be.
I don't think Indiana's going to be very good. And I'm telling you somebody who, like, I really respected Indiana last year. I said that they were going to be better than Orlando. I didn't think they were going to get to the finals. But I hate the way they play. I just don't know how you do it without your killer. Like, he's...
Right. Is he a killer?
He made Halliburton?
What?
Come on. Dude, you're not going to sit here upset with what I'm saying.
No.
Halliburton isn't a killer?
Time out.
As much flack as that dude took... throughout the whole year.
No, listen, I'm not saying he's a dog. No, I'm not saying he's not a dog. I'm not saying that. He's a dog.
Okay.
But when you're talking about killers, you know, when I'm thinking about killers, I'm thinking about the D Wades. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about Kobe.
But them? Yes.
Halliburton's good, but like to me, he ain't getting you 30.
That's not his game. But he's going to get you the last shot.
But he's going to – right.
He'll take the last shot.
The last shot is cool, but just sometimes when I'm thinking about a guy, like when you're thinking about a killer, let put it this way. When Bron went for 45, 15, and 7 in game 6, that was a killer. He wasn't waiting for them last minute. To me, that a killer is a guy from the beginning that ball tips off to the final whistle.
They went 7 with his Achilles snapping last year.
No, his Achilles snapped after game 2. I mean, got hurt in game 2. Then it snapped in game 6.
I'm just like, I'm telling
you. Listen, he's a dog. I'm saying that. And I'm not saying, you're right. That's the engine. He's the engine. He's like, the engine.
Like the same thing with Tatum. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to throw up a bunch of threes. You got to give respect to the Celtics. It's like.
What about Cleveland?
Okay. But they lost Jason Tatum, Porzingis, and Drew Holiday. And respect to Peyton Pritchard. But like. You think that's going to be a really – like, that's a top 4 team for you guys? Why? Because of the uniforms?
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying,
What about Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland will be good. I'm not going to certainly say anything about them. They curb-stomp the Heat.
Anybody else we thinking of in the East?
But I don't – but Cleveland?
Atlanta?
You got – hold on. Cleveland, you got Darius Garland already hurt with the turf toe. He was already a parking cone. And now he's out there going to be hindered with something. Speed's kind of his game. And that's not great for him. Don't forget about gorgeous-haired Max Strus is out with some Jones fracture, so he's out for a little bit.
You know, when you start giving it names like that, You know what they say? No timetable.
Giannis, I mean, I don't know what. I think the Bucks can be kind of decent, but, like, does he want to be there? Like, he's out here flirting with everybody.
I mean, so you think, so there's Milwaukee.
Man, it's only Knicks and Cleveland, man. Stop playing with everybody.
Is it the Knicks?
It's the Knicks and Cleveland.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it is. I know he hates you. I know it pains you.
You don't think Giannis can do nothing with
No.
Okay.
It's the Knicks and Cleveland.
What about Atlanta?
Atlanta's a wait and see because now you – They've
yeah, but cleared, Atlanta's a wait and see. So is Orlando.
I think Atlanta's got a potential.
No,
I trust Atlanta more than I trust Orlando.
I still got to wait and see because you're talking about Porzingis and his, you know his ass about to get hurt any given time.
That's fair.
So you got to wait and see. Orlando. Funny thing about Orlando isn't their keys. Jalen Suggs.
Yes, he's gonna. But I think he's gonna play tonight.
Right. But what I'm just saying for their season is if Jalen Suggs is healthy.
Well, it's also like Bane's got to be, I think, something they – I think they're expecting something out of Desmond Bane, and maybe Desmond Bane will be great because of maybe these players around him are better. But, I mean, he hit John Morant. John Morant was like an MVP candidate and Jaren Jackson. Like, so you need Franz and Paolo to be like
– One guy that plays 29 already. Minutes and gets Defensive Player of the Year nominations and another guy who doesn't know if he's going to – you know.
Yeah, but they're never good. But my point is, Vlad, like when they play, they're good, not with Desmond Bane. Desmond Bane was kind of always – he's Aquaman. He's not even a Robin. Like he's the extra part of the Justice League.
He said, yes, he's a superhero.
He's a superhero, but he's just
in
not.
In terms of superhero, he's a bum superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. They overpaid for Desmond Bane. I'm going to say it. He's going to drop 40 to that, honestly, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to put 50.
Hey, you know, like, you are notorious for this right here. What's the Desmond Bane over under?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. I haven't even looked at props tonight.
Oh, I'm looking.
Let's see.
I mean, I know you only look at pops at props for, you know, the Porpoise Pod or whatever.
Porpoise right, props,
Miami,
please.
Orlando. Put respect I on got you segments. Right here. Player props. Desmond Bane, 16.5.
Lost a lot of money on the Dolphins last week.
Can you and can't you like on the Hard Rock? You can bet. What if he scores 25 points?
You can. Right? You can do player props to record 25.
He is actually.
They don't actually have him listed. They only
Desmond Bane plus 475.
Plus 475.
25 points.
Yep.
Uh huh.
That yeah, that's it right there.
Just because you want to go against
but
my
here's
take.
The problem. Here's the problem.
You're a nefarious creature. You know that?
Why?
Because you're just betting against the Heat because I said about Desmond. You are. 25 points for Desmond Bane?
You do know that Orlando can't score either, right? Like, they're just as bad as Miami in scoring.
Right.
Matter of fact, I might take the under in the total. Because both teams could hardly score.
I mean, like, you... So last year the Heat would average 112?
110.
110.
110.
Mm-hmm.
And the average win?
120.
Is 120?
Mm-hmm.
So just out of curiosity.
You know, actually I'm kind of looking at it. That's third.
Where the Heat gonna get 10 more points from with Tyler out?
Well, they got Norman Powell. I don't know if you heard.
Did they score 120 at all this preseason?
I don't remember. They did the last game. The last game was like one because they lost like 140 to like 125. I think they did multiple. Well,
nobody cared. Luda
and the riot stats don't count.
Well, but they did. You guys, did they score or did they not score?
Here we go. First preseason game, they lost 126 to 118 to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Second preseason
game. No guards in that game, by the way. Everybody was hurt.
Second preseason game, they lost to the Bucks 103 to 93.
Yeah, that was a stinker.
Third preseason game, Khalil Ware had a great game, but they lost to the Spurs 112 to 107. Fourth game of the preseason against the same Orlando Magic, they lost 120 to 104.
Mm.
Fifth preseason game, they lost to the Atlanta Hawks 119 to 118.
Close.
And in the last preseason game, they lost 141 to 125. So,
my question to you is this, Tobin.
Yep.
If the average win score is 120.
Okay.
Where are we getting those
extra
points?
First of all, they're not taking on, like, the prime the prime Pacers night. Like, they've taken on a team that scored less than them last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has Desmond Bane? Who's good? Hey, I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm just saying.
I would say my hope is that Desmond Bane and Powell just even each other out. And now you're just back to, okay.
But to support
all the other guys.
To support what Leroy said.
Mm-hmm.
In four of the five preseason games, you scored under 120.
Four of the five preseason games, like, the guys play 18 minutes. Like, Norman Powell's playing eight. We're judging a game that he's gonna play 35 minutes tonight as opposed to half of that. Like, what are we judging it off of?
Okay. Desmond Bane over 25.
See, yeah, you really taking that, huh? You putting money on
good.
That, man.
Good for you. Good for you.
I just think that
good for you.
They have a team who hasn't scored and they have somebody who can come in and score, they're gonna say go score.
Okay.
That don't mean they're gonna win. I just think that he's gonna, especially those first couple of games out, he's gonna try to get some points because they haven't had scoring.
Okay.
And then you think that he?
I don't like your methods. I don't like your methods. What do you mean?
That's reasonable methods.
It's not reasonable.
You give me a reasonable idea of what's going to happen tonight.
No, I just think that you're betting it. I say a couple things about Desmond Bane, and all of a sudden you were like, oh, I'm going to go bet his overs. I see what you're doing. It's nefarious.
I would have said it whether you said anything about Desmond Bane or not.
You definitely would not have, dude.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Then, okay. What do you think is going to happen?
What do I think is going to happen? Yeah. I think off night's going to have him on an off night. Shut down city from Davion Mitchell.
Okay.
Who's going to shut down Paolo?
I don't know if you've heard. We got one of the best defenders in the league. His name's Bam Adebayo.
I remember Paolo giving him 30.
And who's got Franz?
I remember Bam Adebayo hitting a game winner over Paolo. They've had some good battles.
Okay.
I remember him shutting him down at the buzzer, too. So that's good. That's good that he got one. Good for him.
Who's going to stop the German Ruger?
I don't know if you did. Have I not talked about the Super Cup enough? Have you guys not been paying attention? I think this is insulting. It's really insulting. Have we not talked about the Super Cup enough?
Do you understand?
Did he not say don't mention the Super Cup or anything Europe? I could have sworn he said that.
I don't know like what we're doing here. Did we not like?
Do you understand sometimes why you want to just choke him or pinch his cheeks? I can't figure out what. What the hell? Which way to go at this?
No, you guys. I didn't realize I was doing a show with the two Orlando Magic fanatics, like Locked On Magic over here. You know, Wagner is German for bricks, right?
LOM.
He said Wagner is German for bricks.
Uns Kanten three ball. Uns. All right, too much.
Yeah, that's a little too much before his older brother comes in and wipes out your whole front court.
We'll take a break. Basketball is back. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival Tortuga returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and way more. And we're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. To enter, go to the contest page at WQAM.com and register now. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. The Dolphins, of course, stink. And right now are mired in a just a terrible season. I mean,
we ain't even get... Like, you know what sucks? Mm-hmm. Here's why I'm hating life right now. Because when baseball started, I said, just get me to the start of football. And they did a masterful job.
Oh, they got you more than that.
Right? You're right. Exactly. Pete got my interest the last week of the season. Right? Hockey was hockey. Right? We had just gotten, you know, basketball, you know, was whatever, but I just needed baseball to get me to the start of football in any capacity. And they did that. Then football started.
Oof.
I'm like, man, just get me to hockey. Like, I can't saying this. But like I think the problem is with the Dolphins as of right now. This team was put together poorly, right? Every good football team, go look at all the teams leading their division or whatever. You always start with offense and defensive line, right? The anomaly in that is Tampa, whose offensive line has struggled a little bit. But other than that, everybody has a solid offense and solid defensive line. The fact of the matter is that we still trying to figure out if Jalen Hurts is an NFL quarterback. Because every time they get one of those stretches, they want to, you know, he ain't the guy. And he done been to 2 Super Bowls. So offense and defensive line. Teams that have built from the outside in, always end up in the spot that we're in right now. That teams are pushing you around, taking advantage of you, shoving you in the backfield on defense, right? Pushing you down the field on their offense, right? And it starts there. So I don't understand. When we look at all these good football teams, and when you talk about their best players, you always talk about the offensive line. Man, they got a good all-line. Man, that defense is stout, right? We say that all the time. Not with this team. From the beginning of its inception, all we've been talking about is how fast they are. How fast they are. Look how fast. Look at what they can do. Look at this. Look at that. Well, guess what? In December, in January, and going to the Super Bowl, look at the teams who are there.
Yeah, and but it's even. But here's the thing: it's even more depressing than that, though, because like even at their peak with this build, which was definitely flawed, we all realize that now. You know, with the talent they had, they took care of teams that were on the bottom of the barrel. They couldn't beat the teams that were built for the playoffs. They can't beat anybody now. Like that's how right. That's how
you
dreadful. That's how dreadful.
Let me tell
it
you
is.
Why.
No, they have no talent.
If you look at all those teams who they were beating the hell out of when it all started, they all went out and built offense and defensive lines.
Yeah, I mean, even theirs was built better back then. Like, the thing is that the trenches have even gotten worse over the years.
Correct.
You know, like,
Correct.
It's not
with
even
the people you brought in, with the people you let go.
Yeah, like, they've had wins against, like, the Lions back in 22, you know? But, like, 22 is, like, ancient history now. It's, like, not even. Yeah. By the way, Darren Waller's been placed on IR. That's great. That just came across the wire.
What?
Yep.
Come on, man. Once you hear
peck injury.
Yeah, you already know that's at least 4 to 6 weeks.
The Dolphins have signed Greg Dulcich to the active roster. And
Greg Olsen, I thought he retired.
No,
Greg Dulcich.
Dulcich.
Dulcich de Leche.
Dulcich, I was getting ready to say the same damn thing.
I like Dulcich de Leche. Which is crazy. That's good.
So wait a minute. So now.
Ooh, Julian Hill.
Our tight end hopes and dreams.
The odds are going to go down.
Or Tanner Connor and Julian Hill.
Ooh,
Julian Hill's. I will not take besmirchment on Julian Hill. He's come through with a couple catches a game for 17 yards.
Dude,
I'm sad.
Give yourself a minus one for even suggesting.
Fair enough.
That this team
minus one on for Hill. Propaganda.
I don't know, man. It just seems can we be honest about this? I've talked about this in the past about being ready for December and January football and how the type of football you have to play.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we surprised that how this team was built is now catching up to
him?
And maybe because it went so bad so quick.
Well, I think the quarterback playing his worst football hasn't helped.
That doesn't help. Absolutely.
That's not been great. Not being able to take care of the football any game on top of not being able to stop anybody.
Well,
I believe they call that a recipe for disaster.
It's not a recipe. You ain't even like recipe. You just collecting ingredients, and all them ingredients say turnovers, penalties, right? Ingredients. What are you cooking? A L. What are you cooking with these ingredients? A L. Turnovers, sacks, not being able to run the ball, not being able to stop a nosebleed. That's all the ingredients for blowout.
Jeez, not great, dude. Not great. Hey, Sports Talk on WQAM, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays at the NFL. I mean, you get to watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. Harlan's on this week. Not there for us.
Yeah,
though.
How many yards Bijan?
He's got Bijan.
How many yards he gonna run for on that fast turf?
As many as he wants.
280 total yards.
Because I seen him go for 78, and he looked like he was the only one on that 78-yarder running.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Rats Off a Ship is next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good. What do you got today for Rats off a ship?
All right. First off, we have Dave Portney saying Brad Marchand's winning one cup in Boston is better than winning 20 in Florida.
Who said that?
The guy from Barstools.
Portnoy.
Yeah.
I like that you called him Portney, though. He doesn't deserve to have his name right.
I don't even know what I said, to be honest.
I thought she said Portly.
He is Portly.
Even though you would love to hear that.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. That sounds like loser talk from a loser franchise that hasn't won a cup in 10 years. Like, I don't know what to tell you. What do you got,
that's
rust?
Exactly.
What do you got, rust said, on your names?
That's exactly the way I picture it happening, because Patriots fans said we won a championship in down here.
I don't
when Tom Brady won it in Tampa.
I don't deny that Boston has passionate fans, and good for them, right? You know, but here's the thing, dude. Portnoy, he said in his aftermath why he got emotional was because of his kids. His kids could have been wearing Anaheim Ducks jerseys as babies, and he was going to cry. Like, it didn't matter. You don't matter anymore, dude. If you wanted him and you loved him so much, why'd you let him go? And if he loved you so much, by my count, he was a free agent. He could have gone back. It was even rumored. Oh, but he signed a discount, because you want to know what's better than winning one cup in Boston? Winning just 2 in Florida, because 2 is more than 1, dum-dum. And when you're part of a three-peat, that's forever, forever!
Dumbass. Rats off a ship.
Dumbass, so we have Murphs.
Our cups mean the more. They mean so much. They're like multi-cups.
That's loser behavior.
2 cups, 1 Sully.
That's loser
behavior.
That's
a good fantasy football team name.
Like, great. I'm so glad that your rusty cup means so much. Come and visit it again in June.
I especially hate when people celebrate when a guy leaves and then all of a sudden want to claim him when he went somewhere else. Yeah. Then I'm out on that.
Jennifer, your rats?
They're definitely off the ship.
Rats off the ship.
That's behavior.
What about you, Vlad?
Yeah, get over it, man. That's right. I'm rats off the ship on that. Come on, man. Stop being jilted by your ex, man.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Go root for Pasta and Swayman, dude.
Yeah. Root
for your Drake May.
The way they treated him when he got back was kind of goosey.
So. It was nice, but it's like, you're putting more value. Oh, our cup means more. It doesn't, actually. It doesn't. You wish it did, but it doesn't. You know what means more? Ruining any chance you guys had being an elite hockey team. Making Boston hockey irrelevant. That actually means more. Being an 8 seed, coming back from 3-1 and ending anything you cared about on the ice. That's what you get. Go watch Disney on Ice, because that's the only thing that's going to mean anything in Boston hockey anymore, or Boston on Ice. Idiot.
How would that even work? No, Boston on ice?
Don't. Just let it go.
Let's go look at our memories. They mean so much more than what's happening right now.
-1.
Idiots.
Hey.
What?
Tobes. That was a bit of a reach, my man.
You guys on my side or not?
We're on your side, but when you...
We all rats off a ship, but you don't think you went too far with the...
Kind of a kind of like it when he goes too far.
I'll never stop going too far.
All right. I got you.
Just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we all rats off a ship. You have
kind of logic
that.
Is that?
Fam, we're already on the lifeboat. We're already on the lifeboat already.
We're waiting for you.
You
know what Tobin did? Tobin pulled the tour. So we already agree with him. We all rats off a ship, but he had to go that extra thing. Say that extra thing, and then.
So dumb. Anyway, what else do we got for rats off a ship, Jennifer?
Well, would you guys like to hear from Mike McDaniel?
I mean, if we might, we
have to.
And his relationship between him and Tua.
I actually would like to hear where him, because I think they hate each other now.
Count.
How are things right now between you and Tua?
We had a great hour and a half meeting yesterday. We had a great hour meeting the day before. As Tua and I have always operated, I think there's zero uncertainty with Tua on my conviction in him and my belief in him. So I think we're both very, very eager to do better at our jobs. We're both very committed and trusting of each other to respond to what is necessary for the team to do better.
Okay.
That was 10.
Yeesh.
Now, in this hour and a half meeting with Tua.
Yeah.
Who talked longer?
I think Tua's talking later. I guess we'll find out from him.
Because, like, I bet if Tua's listening to what McDaniel's saying, he's definitely not. He's, like, wandering off, going other places.
Here's the thing. Before we read into it too much, that's every coach, every coordinator, every play caller, every quarterback, right? They have that meeting once a week anyway. Remember, they used to show the meeting with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
So what you're saying is he just reported his obligations.
Not necessarily obligations, but just things that are the normal process of game prep.
Then I'm rats off a ship. I think they hate each other. I think it's over between those two.
I don't think they hate each other.
They hate each other.
Can I be honest?
They're very frustrated with each other.
I think that they're both too unaware of the situation to hate one another. You see what I'm saying?
I think that Tua gets to that.
Because they're both trying to – They're trying to say the right things and do the right things and all this, that they ain't really got time for feelings.
I think what happens is they sit down at that meeting and they're going to sit here and he goes, lunchtime. What do you want to get for lunch, Tua? Whatever you want, Mike.
Peanut butter jelly.
What do you want? What do you want, Mike? Whatever you want, dude. No.
Well,
tell me.
I don't eat meals per se. I'm more of a snack guy.
Yeah, he's got his jerky there.
I would flip the table.
Dude, I've eaten a piece of jerky one time.
Where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship on the whole conversation. We having a lot of conversations about
rats
this team because they losing. And a lot of the conversations about things that normally happen. Like it's not a new thing, right? The offensive coordinator or the play caller always has meetings with the quarterback. So what do you like in this situation? What do you like in this situation or what have you? Or can we do this or why are we doing this? Or watch out for the protection here or there. They have these conversations all the time. Which, by the way, I will say this. With that meeting, right, I can understand why Tua has meetings with offensive players after that. You see what I mean? To kind of get everything in order. So it's a normal process that's been made, that's been blown out of proportion because of their record.
And their words.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, if everybody didn't say anything, then people would complain about them not talking.
I don't think so.
Yes, they would.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, they
dude.
Would. If Mike McDaniel said, look, I'm not talking. It serves no purpose.
I think we would give him a standing ovation.
No, no, no. You know what the people in that room would say? You know, where you're obligated to talk to us, Mike.
He's not obligated to give him a certain, there's not a quota of words. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you, he's giving him bonus syllables every single time he steps to a
you
microphone.
You know what we call that back home? Lanyap.
Why?
Extra.
Oh.
Is that what it's?
Bonus.
Interesting. There's a restaurant here in Miami that's called that.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
I'm so rats off a ship. I'm so over them.
Like,
to be
he could be giving you some of the best news ever. But the fact that he's doing it, we probably rats off a ship, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
I would love that. Can I do it?
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
You take it easy.
No.
Vlad, where are your rats?
I've been off this ship.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Rats off a ship.
So Vlad, real quick, how you feel about your coach?
I will say this real quickly. I was upset with the way of the handling of the game this past Sunday, but the owner coming out yesterday and pretty much giving him a vote of confidence, I respected that because, you know, you don't want somebody getting fired in their first season, 0-7, and especially if you know they weren't really dealt a good hand. So him having the coaches back was okay. I'm not upset with him calling out the starting quarterback. This is his third team, and he's been given many opportunities to prove his worth, and he hasn't been able to. So I can understand that. I knew going into this season there was no expectations. I just didn't feel like we're going to be 0-7 and like that. You know what I'm saying?
But especially after you started that season scoring all them points.
After you saw those points, you're like, oh, my God. If this is like a preview of what could be this season, you're seeing steps of progression. You don't see that now. So, yeah. But I give Woody credit for giving the coach, a first-year coach, vote of confidence.
Sometimes you don't want the vote of confidence.
I understand that too, but it would have been weird because you could be looked upon weird. As much as we want firings and people to be let go, it's still a fraternity. So the way you treat people in letting them go is going to be perceived in very closely by other athletes, agents, right? Like they're going to look how you treat others when you're letting them go.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
How do you feel about the Pro Bowl being moved to the week of the Super Bowl with flag football games and a skills competition?
Just rats off a ship. Just like, you know, just do the Pro Bowl like you used to do or don't do it. I'm sick of them trying to change all-star games all over the place. You know who doesn't change the all-star game? Like baseball. It's baseball. The only thing they ever did once was like put stakes on it, which you didn't need to do because it's a baseball game. All these competitions, they're going to do world versus American in the NBA, and it's going to suck too because no one's going to try. And so either just give them the honor, you know, and that's it, or go back to a regular football game. I'm not here to watch Guts. This isn't Nickelodeon.
You're not here to watch Guts?
Yeah, you remember that? Do you have it? Guts.
I know who that's
from. Guts.
Hey, you remember the theme song.
Oh, who couldn't? Watch a Guts marathon on Nickelodeon? Anyway, rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm bad enough.
Yeah, I'm with
rats
you.
Off a ship.
Jennifer?
Same. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I've been rats off a ship on the Pro Bowl for a long time. Bring that thing back to Hawaii.
Same. Exactly, dude. When they brought it here, it was over.
It was done. When they brought it to Orlando.
No. Yeah. Well, they did it, and they did it here too. And there was
in Miami?
Yeah.
That was one of the perks of being in the Pro Bowl. Was the trip to Hawaii, being on staying in a hotel and just walking outside to practice.
And what was great, you could bring your family. And that would be like, look, I know I've been gone for 4 months. So here's this trip to Hawaii. Yep. All paid for by the league,
right.
Saying thank you for being a great support that you needed to be for us this whole season. Now you can't do that.
That is rats off a ship. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.